This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong police on Monday said officers arrested 36 people after clashes on the 12th weekend of demonstrations. VOA's Peter McLeod has more.
As Hong Kong protesters hurled objects at police late Sunday and early Monday, several police officers drew their weapons and one fired a warning shot into the air, according to a statement from the city's police force. It was the first time police have used live rounds during the protests. The protesters say they are demonstrating against what they see as an erosion of rights under the One Country, Two Systems arrangement under which Beijing assumed control of the territory. The protests in the major Asian finance center are the biggest threat to peace there since Britain handed over control of Hong Kong to China in 1997. Peter McLeod, VOA News.
Stock markets in Asia traded down Monday as investors processed the latest round of reciprocal tariffs imposed by the United States and China. The slump hit major markets in Japan, China, and Hong Kong. China's top trade negotiator, Vice Premier Liu He, said Monday that China is willing to negotiate with the United States to end the ongoing trade battle and that China opposes the escalation of the trade war. His comments follow those Sunday from Trump, who said he had second thoughts about the rising tariffs the two countries have imposed on each other's goods. But the White House quickly clarified that Trump meant that was because he did not raise the taxes even more than he did. G7 leaders are closing their summit Monday with discussions about the climate and digital transformation, but those issues are likely to be overshadowed by a closing press conference with U.S. President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron. Trump insists discussions are going well at the summit. In Washington, this is VOA News.